Chapter 41. Then he brought me to the nave and measured the pilasters, which were 6 cubits thick on either side. The width of the entrance was 10 cubits, and the walls at either side of it measured 5 cubits each. He measured the length of the nave, which was found to be 40 cubits, while its width was 20. Then he went in beyond and measured the pilasters flanking that entrance, which were 2 cubits. The width of the entrance was 6 cubits, and the walls at either side of it extended 7 cubits each. He measured the space beyond the nave, 20 cubits long and 20 cubits wide, and said to me, "This is the Holy of Holies." Then he measured the wall of the temple, which was 6 cubits thick. The side chambers, which extended all the way around the temple, had a width of 4 cubits. There were 30 side chambers, built one above the other in 3 stories, and there were offsets in the outside wall of the temple that enclosed the side chambers. These served as supports, so that there were no supports in the temple wall proper. There was a broad circular passageway that led upward to the side chambers, for the temple was enclosed all the way around and all the way upward. Therefore, the temple had a broad way running upward, so that one could pass from the lowest to the middle and the highest story. About the temple was a raised pavement completely enclosing it. The foundations of the side chambers, a full rod of 6 cubits in extent. The width of the outside wall, which enclosed the side chambers, was 5 cubits. Between the side chambers of the temple and the chambers of the court was an open space 20 cubits wide, going all around the temple. The side chambers had entrances to the open space, one entrance on the north and another on the south. The width of the wall surrounding the open space was 5 cubits. The building fronting the free area on the west side was 70 cubits front to back. The wall of the building was 5 cubits thick all around, and it measured 90 cubits from side to side. He measured the temple, which was 100 cubits long. The free area, together with the building and its walls, was 100 cubits in length. The facade of the temple, along with the free area on the east side, was 100 cubits wide. He measured the building, which lay the length of the free area and behind it, and together with its walls on both sides, it was 100 cubits. Interior of the temple. The inner nave and the outer vestibule were paneled with precious wood all around, covered from the ground to the windows. There were splayed windows with trellises about them facing the threshold. As high as the lintel of the door, even into the interior part of the temple, as well as outside, on every wall, on every side, in both the inner and outer rooms, were carved the figures of cherubim and palm trees, a palm tree between every 2 cherubim. Each cherub had 2 faces, a man's face looking at a palm tree on one side, and a lion's face looking at a palm tree on the other. Thus they were figured on every side throughout the whole temple. From the ground to the lintel of the door, the cherubim and palm trees were carved on the walls. The way into the nave was a square doorframe. In front of the holy place was something that looked like a wooden altar, 3 cubits in height, 2 cubits long, and 2 cubits wide. It had corners, and its base and sides were of wood. He said to me, "This is the table which is before the Lord." The nave had a double door, and also the holy place had a double door. Each door had 2 movable leaves. 2 leaves were on 1 door jamb, and 2 on the other. Carved upon them, on the doors of the nave, were cherubim and palm trees, like those carved on the walls. Before the vestibule outside was a wooden lattice. There were splayed windows and palm trees on both side walls of the vestibule and the side chambers of the temple.